Well, I thought Paul Richards was God, to tell you the truth. I think he's the best baseball person I've ever met or been around, or knew more about the game of baseball than anyone else I've ever been associated with. You know, Paul knew every position. He knew whatever made that position tick. He knew what made every position tick, and just knew the game of baseball. And I was just fortunate to come along at the time when he was managing the Orioles, and he was not a guy that was easy to get to know, but a wonderful fellow, and baseball 100%, and he helped me more than anyone in the game, so professionally, and I was fortunate to play for him.
Ever any interesting experiences with him?
Well, I think that he actually knew Jackson knew more about the young players than they did about themselves. I can remember that in 1958, I was here all of 1958. I did not really distinguish myself. I hit 238, 240, I guess, in 158 games. I had an Army obligation after the season, and I decided to go into the Arkansas National Guard for 6 months active duty, 5.5 years in the reserve. So I went into the National Guard right after the season was over and went 6 months active duty, got out about 2 or 3 days before the season opened, and I was with the team the rest of the for about a month, you know, and we had 3 or 4 other third basemen, and I kind of felt like, well, I'm not playing a whole lot. I think he's probably finding out who can play and who can't play, and then I'll be the regular third baseman. Well, he came to me and about May the 18th, which was my birthday, and he said, look, we're going to send you to Vancouver, and that was really burst my little ego, I guess you could say, because here I had spent the whole 1958 season in the minor leagues, and I thought I was ready to, you know, have the big year in 59. But I went to Vancouver and played out there for about a month and a half. I did exceptionally well, came back to the big leagues, and that's when I started hitting. And it was like night and day. So really, he knew more about what was best for me than I did. And I think that me going to AAA and playing and getting in shape and fine-tuning a few things and coming back to the big leagues. And he said, when you come back, I'll bring you back All-Star game of 59. And usually when they send you out, I mean, they send you out so they can just get rid of you more than anything else, you know. And they make you a lot of promises, but Paul brought me back All-Star game in 59, and I started playing every day and went on to hit around 290 that year. And in 1960, I was had my first real big year. I think I was third in the league MVP voting between Maris and Mantle, after Maris and Mantle. And so he really knew more about the young player than the young player did about himself.
That's very good. All right. That's good.
Well,